We had several hovels on the site, used for storage, or some were just used basically for shelter. It would be a small hovel on the corner of a piece of land, and if it rained, it was somewhere you could get out of the rain.
We just called them sheds. We never called them a hovel. Up at Moor Hill, there was a three-sided wooden structure that was literally just probably big enough for two people to stand in, that was angled at such a point so that it was against the prevailing wind. So if you were caught down the bottom of the land when it started raining, you got somewhere to shelter.
Years before then, they had them built for putting the dray in and keeping the horse in the winter, you know, that's what they used to use it for. And then when the horse is going to die out a bit, they could cut the machinery in the hovels, yeah.
Nearly every one of them had a fireplace which heated a cauldron up so they could do the stuff of the pig, because nearly everybody kept their own pig in them days. And I mean, we used to sit in the hovel in the winter when we were sprout picking, because you didn't want to spare the time to come home. We'd have an hour or half an hour for dinner. We used to light the fire and sit there and have our dinner, shivering.
All the gardeners had small hovels. They used to congregate at lunchtime and talk about it and say, who got the best asparagus or best beans, or so, you know what I mean? With a bit of bread and cheese and onion, if you know what I mean? It was good, it was good.
They used to invite you in because it was cold and wet outside, and you'd have mulled cider. And there's another guy who used to take you to his shed and give you a glass of whatever he got in his barrels. The worst was the perry, which is made from pears, which sort of numbed your lips and took the lining off your mouth, but it was pretty good stuff.